Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
It is episode 12 of Vent Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we will check our spiritual vitals. You know, I created this opportunity. I want this opportunity to be a space for us to feed each other's mind, body, and soul. And the goal every single Wednesday is for us to leave every episode with a new perspective on life, you know. And we're all aiming to be the best version of ourselves, so I want this atmosphere to be here for us to do it together. So just to pray us in, Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for another day. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being so great and amazing. Thank you for being so worthy. Thank you for being just God, perfection. Thank you for knowing each hair on our head. Thank you for giving us exactly what we need when we need it, God. Thank you for just being God, perfection. Thank you, Lord. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have said, done, thought, felt, God. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have done to someone or done to you or even done to ourselves. You know, help us to be better, Lord. Help us to do better. Help us to stay consistent in that change, God. This morning I want to pray and ask you for us to all receive something this morning from you, God. I pray that you get me out of the way and you speak through me to speak to your people, God. I just want to thank you in advance. The perspectives that will be shifted this morning, I want to thank you in advance for the encouragement that's going to be given this morning. I just want to thank you, God, for what you're doing now, what you've already done, and what you're going to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord, in advance for, you know, the blessings and the promises on our life that will be fulfilled. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And today is a new day, and we're in the middle of the week, and it never ceases to amaze me how we all made it. We all made it through another week. We all made it to today. And I just want to thank God because, you know, some people didn't. So I just thank God for us being able to continue to fulfill our purpose. You know, and I thank God for allowing us to see this far. So this morning, like every single morning, we have four affirmations. And I'm going to read them, and I want everyone to either repeat them to yourself or write them down as we go. You know, when you say them, I want you to say them with expectancy, you know, truly believing in every word that you say. So the first affirmation is, I am allowed to have boundaries and not feel bad for them. I have the power to walk away from bad habits. I will live to see God's promises be fulfilled in my life. And I will go with my flow and trust God's timing. So I want us to truly believe in these affirmations. You know, like I say every single week, positive thinking can really shift any situation. It's all about your perspective. You know, so I want us to say these affirmations one more time, and I want us to really believe in every single word that's said. You know, say them out loud to yourself if you have to. Write them down if you need to. Then after we read them, I want us all to take a deep breath and accept them. So I'm going to read them one more time. And I want you to either say them to yourself, write them down, or just take mental notes and really just soak them in. So the first one is, I am allowed to have boundaries and not feel bad for them. The second one is, I have the power to walk away from bad habits. The third one is, I will live to see God's promises be fulfilled in my life. Fourth one is, I will go with my flow and trust God's timing. So a deep breath in and out. And I just pray that we all accept every single word that was just, spoke. So I want to also announce or say that every single episode is now available on YouTube. So if you either miss an episode or you want to, share the episodes with somebody else, just type in Vent Break on YouTube, Vent Break, VENTBREAK, no spaces, just straight Vent Break, one word, and it should come up. And also, I want to ask that we all, subscribe to the channel as well. I would greatly appreciate it, So this morning, guys, excuse me, I'm a little tired, but, we're going to push through. We're going to get through this thing. So I feel like that's why I'm kind of tripping up a little bit, but it's okay. I just pray that God takes me out of the way and he speaks through me to speak to you guys. So I want to touch on, a little bit on the affirmations that we had this morning. Just a couple of them, expounding on those affirmations. So the first one I want to talk about is, I will go with my flow and trust God's timing. So I've talked about this topic, quite a few times through these episodes, and I believe that it is very important for us to trust that we are at the right place at the right time. It's important for us to believe that God knows what he is doing. This will eliminate a lot of the daily worry and anxiety that we may have, about situations that we come across in life. And my oldest brother was giving someone some advice yesterday and mentioned appreciating every single moment we have in life, the good and the bad. When we appreciate the bad, we're able to not say, God, why me? And instead tell God, I know there's a reason for this pain. I know this may not feel good, but tough times don't last forever. God, I know, you got me even through this. Not questioning God and say, we're gonna have moments where we have a little doubt, but when we appreciate, that's what I'm talking about. When we start to appreciate that bad, it goes from God, why me, and then turns into, God, I know you got me even through this situation, So when we appreciate those hard times, the good becomes like 1,000 times better. We're able to grow from what we go through. We're able to praise God and appreciate the good even more. We won't look at the good like, we'll see how long this lasts. Sometimes we can get like that. So we feel like we're being weighed down so much bad is in our life that we begin to say, well, we'll see how long this lasts. We'll be instead thanking God and thanking ourselves for not giving up, When those good times do come, like I said, when we appreciate the bad, the good becomes better, meaning we'll be able to thank God because we know where we were. We know the situation we were just in. You know what I mean? So we'll be able to thank God and thank ourselves for not giving up, like I said. And I always say life is about perspective. Perspective can shift any situation. And when we are praising God, praising God through it all, our life becomes lighter. Your situation may feel like it's so bad that, it's hard to trust God, but those are the times when you have to choose God. Just like any relationship that you have, there will be days when it's difficult to trust or communicate, but you have to constantly pick your partner. Even on the bad days, even on the days it doesn't feel good, even on the days you don't want to, that's how it is with God, through wherever, whatever we find ourselves, we must choose to praise him through it. We must choose to encourage ourselves. That's how we really will grow. That's how we strengthen our relationship with God, by saying, this situation may not feel good. It may be hard to trust. It may be hard to communicate, pray, and talk to God right now. But that's what I'm saying. You have to choose to, even in those moments, it's a choice that we have to make to say, okay, even though it feels like this, I know to do this. Even though it feels like this, I know that this will make my situation better. You know what I mean? So back to the affirmation, I will go with my flow and trust God's timing. No matter where we find ourselves, remember that God will not give us more than we can bear. Remember that God is perfect. He is in complete control, God has complete control. We have to encourage ourselves. Of course, like I say almost every episode, feel your emotions. Don't just swallow them. Don't just bottle them up. Don't just, you know, push them to the side all in vain of being strong. You know, don't do that. Those are the times to cry out to God. Those are the times to get a journal and just start expressing your emotions. You know, those are the times to be fully vulnerable with God. You know, in those moments that we are emotional, built up, it feels hard, it feels heavy. Those are the times to truly cry out to God. You know, there's nothing wrong with telling God, this doesn't feel good right now. God, I feel weak. God, I am tired. Talk to God. If we were supposed to do this all alone, we wouldn't need God. He's there to, you know, help us, to help us, to hold our hands, to get us through. That's what he's there for, even in those tough moments. You know, it's easy to praise God through the good, but we have to also praise God through that bad, you know, when it doesn't feel good. You know, he knows our thoughts already. So it's nothing wrong with just letting them out to him and just crying out to him. He knows how we feel already. He knows, you know, the situations that we're he knows the situation we're in. He's God. He's perfection. So in those moments, who better to cry out to? Who better to talk to? The person that can and will bring us through that situation, you know? You know, then follow up with, but I still will trust you. You know, whether that follow-up is right after or 5 hours later, we must end with, but God, I know you are still holding my hand. You know, tell God, God, I'm weak right now. God, this doesn't feel good. I'm tired. I'm, you know, I feel like giving up. But we have to conclude with, but God, I still will trust you. You know what I mean? Still believing that God is God and he's the artist. We have to trust that artist, like I said last week. You know, we have to trust the person with the brush. It's, you know, we have to trust God. We do. So that's what I wanted to say on that affirmation. And to read the affirmation again, let me go to it. I will go with my flow and trust God's timing. That was the affirmation. So go with your own flow. Trust God. Allow God to hold your head. No matter where that time has you, no matter where that time places you, trust God through it all. Everything happens for a reason. We can all look back in life and say, if I didn't go through this, I wouldn't be this person I am today. If I didn't go through this, I wouldn't, you know how to handle certain situations, know what I mean? Or sometimes we're tested to see if we're ready for where God is going to take us. You know, so we can't, let's say that we have a problem with our mouth or a problem with, you know, always having something to say. Let's say, and then we're praying for a platform or God, you know, bless me to have, not necessarily fame, but just a platform. How are you going to be equipped for that position? How are you going to be equipped to can't even handle right now where you are right now? You know what I'm saying? We want to elevate so bad, but we can't even handle where God has us at this moment. You know what I mean? So in those times of testing, those times of trial, they're all here to build us so that we can elevate, so that we can push forward, so that we can move on to the next, you know, section, I guess, of our life, our next chapter of our life. You know what I mean? So, you know, trust God through it all. Trust God, you know, even in places that we put ourselves in. Cry out to God, pray to God, and let him know, God, you know I messed up. God, I know I, you know, shouldn't have done this. I know my actions have led me to this point. I know that. And God, I'm acknowledging that. I ask for forgiveness, and I pray for you to pull me out. You know, God, I will not, you know, take that same route again. God, I will learn from this. God, I will grow from this. You know what I mean? So, just, you know, no matter where we find ourselves in life, no matter if we got there ourselves, no matter if God, you know, life just happened and we ended up in that place, trust God through it all and allow him to hold your hand through it. Cry out to him, pray to him, let him know that God, you know, just be honest and open with him. So that's that affirmation. And the affirmation that we said that I want to touch on is, I will live to see God's promises be fulfilled in my life. You know, on Sunday, I was watching videos, praise breaks, and somebody said, I'm going to live to see it happen. And right after that, I joined Praise Tabernacle Church's Live, and First Lady said, I will live to see it happen. And it's crazy that, you know, those are back-to-back. I literally was watching a praise break, and then I joined the live, and both of those comments were said. And I never knew how much I needed to hear that. You know, a lot of times, or sometimes, you know, just being honest and transparent with y'all. You know, I have thoughts of, but what would be the difference if I died now versus later? You know, what's the point if none of this matters anyway? You know, I'm not suicidal. I'm not saying it in a way of, you know, none of this matters, so I might as well kill myself. I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying I have thoughts of, But what would be the difference? If none of this matters anyway, what would be the difference if I died now or later? That's the thought that comes to my mind, to my head. You know, not being suicidal, but just reoccurring thoughts that I have. But the huge difference, the big difference is, wouldn't I want to see the promises or my life unfold? You know, wouldn't I want to see the blessings and the beauty God has for me? You know, wouldn't I want to walk fully in my purpose and fulfill it? You know, imagine if I did live to see it happen. Imagine if you did live to see it happen. Imagine if we live to see the reason for that pain that God, that, and I won't say God, pain that we've been through. We see the reason for the things that we went through. You know what I'm saying? We see the purpose behind why, you know, the why in why we went through certain things. You know what I mean? Imagine living to see it unfold. Imagine living to see what all God has for us. You know, those words, I'm going to live to see it happen, brought me so much comfort in knowing that I'm going to live to see my family get everything that is promised to us. I'm going to live to see God do exactly what he said he's going to do. You know, I'm going to live to see the promises on my life be fulfilled and unfold. You get what I'm saying? So I wanted to share this with y'all to encourage anyone that has had or is having thoughts that I experienced myself. You know, you are powerful. You hold weight on this earth. You know, you will and have overcome everything placed in your path. You know, God has so much in store for you. So just stay focused. Just stay committed. Stay prayerful. You know, feed those negative thoughts positivity. Tell yourself you will live to see it happen. When those negative thoughts come to your mind, when things try to attack you, let yourself know, let your mind know that I will live to see it happen. I will live to see the promises of my life be fulfilled. You know, so all of those are just distractions. Don't allow them to distract you from where God is taking you. You know, so like I often see quotes saying that, you know, the enemy wouldn't bother you if he didn't know you held something great. So, you know, you may be having those thoughts, but it's all to distract you from where you're going. You know what I mean? So the big difference between dying now and dying later is your purpose will be fulfilled on this earth. You will be able to hold, obtain, and gain everything that is for you in life. You know what I mean? So whether that day of death is 3 days from now or whether it's 50 years from now, your purpose will be fulfilled first before you are to leave this earth. So just walk in that purpose. Walk your journey and enjoy every step of your journey. You know, it's yours. So that affirmation that I wanted to speak on. And this was just placed on my heart, you know, really quick, I just want to pray for anyone that's on a mission to break a bad habit or just to better themselves, you know, in general. So I just want to pray that, you know, you continue to strive to become that higher version of yourself. You know, I want to pray that you continue to either, you know, I pray you either continue to start to surround yourself with things that will help push you into that person you are aiming to be, you know. So, and I also want to pray for protection over your mind and your spirit. You know, I pray for consistency. I pray for anything hindering your growth to be brought to light and removed. You know, I thank God in advance for the flourishing of your mind, body, and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, and that prayer, like I said, was for that are aiming to be better versions of themselves, aiming to break bad habits, aiming to, you know, just be better. You know, I just want to pray, you know, over your mind, body, and soul that you, you know, continue to push and that you are protected in your walk, in your journey. So, already just diving into our message for the day. You know, this is a pretty short message, pretty straightforward. We'll be reading from the Holy Bible, and I'll be reading from John 15, verses 1 and 2. And I will be reading the New International Reader's Version because it helps me break down the word better and understand it better. So I highly recommend this version to anyone that's a beginner or just wanting to read their Bible more or truly understand it. It's the New International Reader's Version. And like I said, we're reading John 15, verses 1 and 2, just two verses this morning. So they are, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch joined to me that does not bear fruit. He trims every branch that does not bear fruit. Then it will bear even more fruit. So I'm going to read it one more time. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts every branch joined to me that does not bear fruit. He trims every branch that does not bear fruit. Then it will bear even more fruit. First, I want to touch on God being our gardener. You know, this is similar to God being our artist, you know, that analogy I gave last week. So, you know, God is our gardener. He cuts off every branch joined to us that does not bear fruit so that we can bear more fruit. You know what I mean? So when God is pushing you into greater, allow that push to happen. You know, don't question why. Don't question how. You know, try your best not to fight it. You know what I mean? He's our gardener. He knows things that we do not. He sees things that we cannot see. You know, he is perfection. So flow with wherever God is leading you. Yes, of course, other people may question. Yes, you may not even understand yourself. But if you know God is pushing you, move. You know, we will not and cannot grow in comfortability. You know, every single situation we go through in life is a learning experience to make you better, to make you greater, you know, if you make it one. If you make every situation a learning experience, it will be one. You know, if it totally fails, there's growth. If it ends up being the next few best years of your life, you know, there's that. But we must allow God to work. You know, we must allow the gardener to have that control over us. You know, being submissive to God and allowing him to lead us and guide us and hold our hand. And that's through every situation, even the ones that we don't understand, even the ones that may seem like, God, why? God, when? God, how? Through it all. We must allow the gardener to have that control. You know, the scripture says he cuts off every branch joined to me that does not bear fruit so that I can bear more fruit. You know, we shouldn't question what God removes from our lives also. You know, I saw a quote that says, don't worry about people God has removed from your life. He heard conversations you didn't, saw things that you couldn't, and made moves that you wouldn't. You know, we have to trust that artist. We have to trust the gardener. We have to, you know, flow with what feels right in your spirit to your spirit. You know, sometimes it can seem like it's hard to differentiate what God is saying versus what we are saying. But that's why we have prayer. That's why prayer is so important. You know, I personally pray for God to reveal to me if something is for me or not. And God literally does that, you know, literally. Talk to God, you know, build that relationship with God, make it personal. You know, God will literally send you signs and confirmation if you're open to receive from him, you know, and he will do it in a way that is perfect for you. You have to build that relationship with him, though. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, not about religion. Religion is man-made. It's not about religion. It's not about that. Build a relationship with God. Build that relationship with Jesus, your own personal relationship, and your eyes will be open to what God if you build that personal relationship, your eyes will be open to what God has been trying to show you this whole time. You know, God is waiting on us. God is here. God is ready. He's waiting for us to be like, okay, God, I'm ready. Okay, God, I'm willing. Okay, God, I will trust you. Okay, God, I will allow you to hold my hand. You know, there's things he's been trying to show us this whole time. And once we build that relationship with him, our eyes will be open. You know, with the relationship with God, it will be easier to allow him to cut those branches and trust that it is for a reason. You know, it will be easier to jump when he says jump. It will be easy to flow through life. You know, so reading the scripture again, I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch joined to me that does not bear fruit. He trims every branch that does not bear fruit. Then it will bear even more fruit. You know, imagine the fruit that we cannot bear because we're holding on to dead weight. You know, imagine the fruit that we cannot bear because we're comfortable being comfortable. You know, allow that gardener, allow that artist that space to push us into our fulfillment, into fulfillment. Allow him that space to push us into where he knows that we are supposed to be. We know where we are supposed to be. Let God push you. You deserve it. You're the only one blocking anything. You're the only one standing in the way of your greatness and your success and your fulfillment in life. You are the only one. God is sitting there waiting on us to get it together, us to say, okay, God, I'm ready and I'm willing. Okay, God, I will trust you. Even when I don't know why, even though I don't know how, even though I don't know when, even though I don't know nothing, I will still trust you. So that's our lesson this morning. That's our message this morning. Very straightforward, very short and sweet. Two verses that speak a lot. You know, God is the gardener. allow him to do what he does. Allow God to be God in your life. And once you start to bear those new fruit, you're going to be thankful for the branches God cut off out of your life. But we have to trust him. Like I said, imagine if we're the ones that are we can't bear fruit because we're the ones holding on to that dead weight, or we're the ones being comfortable. Get out of your comfort zone. Allow God to push you into higher places and new places. So that's my message for this morning. And like I said last week, I'm just wrapping it up now. We're just wrapping it up. Like I said last week, I'm working on making these episodes a little more interactive and, you know, incorporating vent breaks onto the episodes, you know, because vent break is about, you know, taking vent breaks and letting things out and then God speaking through me to speak to you to help feed your situation. So I'm working on making these episodes interactive so that we can incorporate vent breaks into these episodes. I feel like that'd be really great for us because you never know who's listening who could also need that push, that encouragement. So stay tuned for that. And to wrap it up, I pray that everyone listening this morning receives something from God. I pray that, you know, God was able to speak through me to bless your week ahead and your entire life if you never hear my voice again. You know, so God bless you. I pray love and awareness. And I pray that we all make today a great day. We make today better than yesterday. And follow Vent Break on Instagram at Vent Break, VENTBREAK, for spiritual vitamins. And also don't forget that, like I said, episodes are now available on YouTube. You can find them at Vent Break, VENTBREAK. No space, just Vent Break, and they should pop up. So thank you, and I, like I said, make today a great day.